From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria has resulted in anti-aircraft fire downing an Israeli warplane. It was returning from a bombing raid on Iran-backed positions in Syria earlier in the day. Both Israeli pilots ejected from the F-16 and were injured, one critically. In a video statement in English, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would do whatever was necessary to protect its sovereignty and security.
Israel holds Iran and its Syrian host responsible for today's aggression. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
In a separate statement, Netanyahu said he had spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and both agreed to continue coordination between the two states' armies. South Korea's Olympic outreach achieved a diplomatic breakthrough Saturday when President Moon Jae-in was invited to meet with Northern Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. A letter from Kim Jong-un expressing his willingness to improve inter-Korea relations was delivered to President Moon by the North's leader's sister, Kim Jo-young, during a lunch at for the North Korean Olympic delegation. Before leaving South Korea, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence emphasized the intent of the U.S. and its allies to dismantle North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. This is VOA News. President Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo which alleged FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president okayed the release of the Republican memo, which claims the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor and his connections to Russia. Egypt's armed forces continued what it described as intensive airstrikes against terrorist targets and gatherings in central and north Sinai. An Egyptian army spokesperson in a statement Saturday confirmed the military operation will continue but gave no details on numbers or casualties or arrests. A TV investigation has revealed how Australian law enforcement agencies partnered with U.S. law enforcement to bring down a billion-dollar money laundering syndicate and Altaf Kanani, a Pakistani-born man who ran it.
From his base in Dubai, Altaf Kanani laundered money for some of Mexico's most ruthless drug cartels. Investigators say he also washed vast amounts of money for terrorists, including Al-Qaeda. In Australia, his organization laundered hundreds of millions of dollars in criminal proceeds from outlaw motorcycle gangs and other crime syndicates. In 2014, Australian intelligence officials approached the US Drug Enforcement Administration with a bold plan to catch Kanani. They would pose as international drug dealers and convince their target to launder cash for undercover agents.
That was Phil Mercer. The UN Refugee Agency reports an upsurge in violence in battle-scarred Yemen, and it's sending 85,000 people fleeing for their lives in the past 10 weeks. Lisa Schlein has more.
More than 2 million people have become internally displaced in Yemen since March 2015. That is when a Saudi-led coalition began a bombing campaign against Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government. The UN Refugee Agency is alarmed by the recent escalation of fighting that has uprooted tens of thousands of civilians since December 1st. It says most of the new displacement is taking place in Yemen's west coast cities of Al-Hudaydah and Taiz.
That was Lisa Schlein. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.